Hello, and welcome to Dungeons, Dragons, and Date Nights, with your hosts, Nathan and Sarah. Hi, and welcome to our first episode.
Hello.
How you doing, Sarah?
I'm doing pretty good. How's your week?
It's been pretty busy.
Yeah?
But really, really excited to do this tonight.
Me too. I've been practicing.
Yeah?
Yep. We have two little boys, and so our oldest was showing me how to fight dragons this week. He's telling me that there were dragons in his closet, so I think I'm very prepared for Dungeons and Dragons.
And date nights. we're gonna play Dragon of Ice Spire Peak, and I've been really excited, just trying to prep for that. You've played only so much D&D, haven't you?
Yeah, I feel like it's interesting. We found some couple groups to play with,
mm-hmm.
and I feel like that's made it fun in the past. And then with the pandemic happening last 8 years ago, everything got canceled, and then we moved two times. So it's been kind of interesting because I think one of my favorite things has always been the social aspect. So
mm-hmm.
I feel like that's going to be the interesting thing during this game. But I also like the creative aspect.
Mm-hmm.
Of the game, so
yeah,
I'm curious how this is gonna work.
So yeah, I
because I'm the only player.
Yes,
only...
this is for our listeners. This is one-on-one D&D. I've loved D&D since I first found out about it and tried it out, which is only a couple of years ago. So we're both actually still pretty new at this, and so I'm always wanting to play and wanting to get groups together, but COVID and life make that difficult. So I was just like, you got this for me. You got Dragon of Ice Spire Peak for Valentine's or something this year? Or, yeah. I don't know, something. You just got it for me because you left me, which is really sweet.
I got it for you. And then you wouldn't let me get you a Valentine's present. That's a true story.
That's right. Yeah. I was... Okay. Anyways.
He kept bragging on the fact that he got me a really good Valentine's gift. And then I couldn't get him anything because I'd already gotten him the Dragon of Ice Spire Peak. Or not...
Right.
It's not just this one, though, is it? This is me. I don't even know what I really got him. I got him the whole... It's the Dungeons & Dragons Essential Kit. So if you
Essentials Kit. Yeah, that's true. That's
so if you want to do it... So. It says it's for 2 to 6 players. So am I, the one player?
Yeah, so two. I'm a player, too.
Oh, right.
Everybody, Dungeon Masters are players, too.
But there's... Yeah, I don't feel like you can. You make
that's cold.
I'm sorry, but I just mean
I know
you're not
mean.
Rolling.
I know.
I mean, you are rolling, but it's different.
Yes. So we are. Yeah. So it's a one-on-one. We're trying this for the first time. So we'll be making use of the sidekick rules, which I'm not very familiar with. So we'll kind of figure this out on the fly as we go.
Yeah.
All right. So let's
hear our blumbers.
Our blumbers.
Our blunders.
All of our blunders. We're starting off with a bang.
There we go.
All right. Are you ready to? Are you ready to get started?
I hope so.
Okay.
I have no idea. Am I ready?
All right. So it is a beautiful sunny day. Early-ish in the morning, some fluffy clouds floating by through the sky and. As you're on the road out to Phandalin. Phandalin, as you know, as you're aware, is a little mining town outside of Neverwinter. And it's been, in the last few years, sort of reclaimed. It had fallen into a ruinous state. But settlers and opportunists have made it their mission to reclaim this settlement and build it back up again. So you find yourself on the road to Phandalin. What do you look like?
Well,
what's your character's name?
I am Jellywick Sparkle Gem Timbers. I should have changed that.
What do you look like?
I'm sparkly. I'm just kidding.
So you're a gnome.
Yes, I'm a forest gnome.
Okay. So you see, pretty short, probably around 3 feet.
Mm-hmm. What color? I don't know what I honestly haven't thought about what I look like. I'll be honest. Obviously, since I am silent right now, I don't know what
to Okay, that's look okay. Like.
But let me see. Can I sparkle, or is that just a vampire thing?
I don't. Maybe my nickname is Sparkle Gem. Maybe you wear things that sparkle.
I feel like that shouldn't be my nickname.
I don't know. Maybe it's your sparkling personality.
I love how that's my nickname right now. This is hilarious. Oh my god. So, I'm doing a terrible job of introducing myself. That's okay.
We'll figure it out more as we go along. So you're tromping down this dirt path, and it really is a sublime day for walking. You're hearing the tweet of birds, the rush of wind through the trees, and it's a very pleasant walk. Make a perception check.
A perception check.
Okay. So roll a d20. And then add your perception modifier, which is down here under wisdom.
It's 22 points.
Okay.
I get 22.
So it's the 22. Nice. Okay, that's good.
Can you get a 22?
Yeah, you can. So you rolled a 19, and then what's the bonus to perception?
Is it better than a natural 20, or is a natural 20 better than a 22? That's one of my questions. Because my new to D&D question. Do you know the answer, or do we need to ask?
In combat, when you're attacking, a natural 20 is better than anything because it automatically hits. But with skills, usually a natural 20 doesn't mean an automatic success.
No.
Yeah, typically not.
Wow.
If you're playing by the rule book, exactly.
That's interesting. Can you get over a natural 20 in combat?
So you can get a roll score. You roll something and your modifiers make it higher than a 20.
But that's not as good as a natural 20.
Yeah. A natural 20 automatically hits no matter what. So, anyways.
Well, I still roll
you look up and you're clearing through the trees, framed in the branches. You see this. If you were somewhat less perceptive, you might only mistake it as a bird in the distance, but to you, the webbing of the wings, the glisten of the side, means it can only be one thing. It could only be a white dragon.
I'm seeing a white dragon ram?
Off, far in the distance. But
dragons are big, far, how soon could it get to me if it flew directly at me?
You're not 100% sure, but it is flying away from you towards some mountains past Phandalin.
Would a white dragon kill me? Is a white dragon something that I want to see, or that I don't want to see?
Make a nature check. So roll a
d20. Of course, I do like nature, right?
Roll a d20.
I'm a druid, so
what was it,
16. So? But I want to know, is this an enemy or is this a friend?
So, what's your nature?
My nature is amazing. Where is nature?
It should be under wisdom, I think. Or is it intelligence? It's under intelligence.
There it is, yeah, intelligence. So I got a 17.
Okay. You would know that white dragons...
mm-hmm.
They tend to be more wild, and they tend to be more, some would say evil, some would say just out for themselves, pretty self-involved, as opposed to certain other dragons that are more lawful or good.
Can you clarify the, how it works for me. So they're more wild. They're not just like lawful and good. They can be bad.
Yeah. You're saying. Yeah.
Clarify for me. Can I talk to such animals?
So as a, you mean you're speak with small beasts?
Right. So I mean, it's not small exactly.
As a forest gnome, you can speak with small things like, I would say rabbits, squirrels, geese, even, or you know, dogs, cats.
As a druid, could I learn how to talk to a dragon?
Actually, I think some spells that you get later on allow you to speak with animals, but
okay, I'd like that one.
Most dragons, this isn't a drive-through.
We're gonna have a talk. We're gonna have a talk with this dragon now.
Okay.
Just kidding.
Most dragons, but you also would know that historically, most dragons can speak, or at least understand common.
Oh well, that's cool.
So. They're pretty smart.
Still talk to
They're pretty dangerous.
Is it kind of like seeing a unicorn? Am I excited? I'm excited.
I mean, it's...
I'm going to say that I'm excited. I am out of my mind excited. Jellywick is jumping up and down because she's so excited. She looks like she's 6 feet tall, even though she's 3 feet.
Nice.
And I am wanting to chase down that dragon. It's like a unicorn. I speak to little beasts. I love nature. We're going to find out more about this dragon by just... I'm, like, going through, like, the turf. Like, I'm getting off, like, whatever path I'm on. I'm just
walking okay. towards... You're still going to make your way to Phandalin. Phandalin's,
oh, I have
like,
to make my way to Phandalin first? But I saw a dragon.
You saw a dragon. Phandalin's... Just... Well, you, like, as you go where it went, like, Phandalin's going to... You're going to smack right into Phandalin.
Gotcha. Okay. I'm going off the beaten path, and I'm smacking into the wall of Phandalin and going, oh. And then I find the entrance to Phandalin to go in to sort my mind at the local pub.
Okay, yeah, so as you enter the town, it's, there's a fair bit of hustle and bustle, but you notice there's not a lot of people out.
Oh.
Like.
Interesting.
They're, like, but, you know, as you enter the pub, it's the Stonehill Inn. It's the only inn and bar in town. But as you enter, it's a cool little tavern.
Cool Stonehill.
And it is packed with, everyone has taken shelter in the Stonehill.
Oh dear.
Well, not so much taken shelter as they've just kind of taken to gossiping in the Stonehill.
What are they gossiping about? What am I hearing?
So, you don't even need to make a perception check. It's all about the dragon. All right, so you enter, there's, you know, as you come in the hallway, there's a hallway that goes back, and you see to the right, there's some stairs and some other halls that must lead down to, like, rooms. To the left, there's kind of a big opening, and you go in, and it's a pretty open floor plan with a nice, solid wooden bar that probably is about as tall as your head. But it has some stools along it, and there's lots of different sized tables and stuff, and a big fireplace that constantly has like some stew or has something cooking on it. So what do you do? What would you like to do?
I'm gonna order some of that stew. All
right. So you kind of signal the bar, and he comes over. He's a pretty type of guy. Kind of uses his apron to help keep his gut in as he squeezes through the patrons. What can I get you, lass?
I've been on a very cold journey, so I would like just a cup of stew, please.
One cup of stew? Anything else for you? A pint, perhaps?
I'm kind of a lightweight.
Very good. The stew it is, then. And so he bustles off to... do you want to do anything else while you wait for your stew, or...?
Well, okay, so I want to... look around the room and see if there's anyone that stands out who's not just... So if you say everyone's kind of buzzing about the dragon, I want to look for the person who's either not buzzing about the dragon or seems to be telling a little bit of a different story instead of just, ooh, dragon, ah! I want to, like, see who is just kind of, like, off to themselves, maybe quietly... Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Or it's like maybe sharing a different story, or you know, instead of asking questions, maybe they have answers. I don't know. That's kind of what I'm looking for. pretty excited. And, man, also, I think I'm going to take off my shoes, my boots. I'm going to be that weird person. The inn. Because I'm next to the fire, right?
Okay, yeah. You're just getting really comfy.
Next to the fire.
There are some, you see some like townsfolk. Like, just kind of give you some weird looks, but most of the miners that are there,
I'm grounding myself, don't worry about it. Grounding myself in this beautiful, don't worry about it, I'm lightweight, I maybe had some before I got there.
Oh my goodness.
Just kidding. So
you look around, you're looking around for, you know, people who maybe don't seem frightened. It's kind of, I'm going to have you make an insight check to see if you... So
no insight. Zero.
Oh, no modifier?
I'm just kidding. No, I'm teasing about that. I got an 11, though. I rolled an 8, and I have a +3 modifier.
Okay.
I'm a good modifier, but that's pretty sad.
Okay. So, like, you're kind of looking around, and you're just trying to, like, really gauge... You know, the people. And, you know, you over in the corner kind of talking to some of the guards, you see very striking this elf, this kind of dark, like, darker elf.
Have I put my shoes back on yet, though?
No, you can keep them off. You're fine. Nobody said anything out. There's an elf over there who seems to be, you notice that she's being a little cautious and stuff. There's some people talking up a big game, but, you know, off in one corner, there's, you see this human who's just kind of plucking at his fiddle, just thoughtfully. And then you see, interestingly enough, you see another young girl with a papier-mâché, like, mask that looks like a unicorn, like, excitedly talking with, like, just anybody who will, you know, who will, like, give her the time of day.
All right. I think the human definitely and the little girl spark some interest. Because the human's not quite actively talking or anything, just quietly playing, right? I think that's an interesting response to a dragon being near town. And the little girl seems like she's right up my alley, like, with the whole, like, let's go chase the unicorn idea. So, yeah. Was like, can I befriend both those people somehow?
Well, who do you want to go talk to first?
I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to go over to the little excited... Is it? It's a little girl?
It's a young girl. Not like little. She's like a young woman. Like, you know, like probably 19. She's a young woman.
Okay. So she's a young woman. How old am I? Do I have...
You are... I was trying to help you out with some of these numbers.
Wait, did I write that down somewhere? I probably don't remember.
So you are 35.
I'm 35.
Which for gnomes, I don't think gnomes reach adulthood until 40. So you're actually pretty young yourself.
I'm a child.
You're a youth. You're not a child. You're a youth. Like you're like,
that's like a teenager.
Like a lady. You're like a human 18.
So I'm a teenager. So of course I'm going to go to the young woman, the 19-year-old.
Okay.
Is she a human?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so yes. I go to her and I say, I love that papier-mâché. Hey, come sit with me over by this gentleman with the nice music and we'll chat with the nice... And we'll just sit at his table.
What are we going to chat about?
About how you made that. I want to know all about it.
This points to the mask. Mm-hmm. It was easy. I'll teach you how.
All right, let's come sit at this table in front of this gentleman.
And, she kind of turns to the people she was talking with, and she's like, I know you want to hear the end of this, but give me a minute, okay? And you notice that everybody at the table has kind of already been ignoring her, so they don't actually acknowledge her when she leaves. But she comes with you, and you want to go sit next to the other human?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, yeah. So it's another human just kind of sitting, looking around at the crowd.
But he's playing. He's playing an instrument, right?
Yeah, you know,
So we don't actually even talk to him. I'm going to just be honest. We just sit down.
Mm-hmm.
We are literally just sitting down and letting him play.
Okay.
He's just playing.
Yeah, he sees you come and he was just kind of plucking it.
If he stops playing, Does he keep playing, or does
he stop? Yeah, he was kind of just plucking it, kind of tuning it. And when you come over to sit, he gives you a big smile, and he starts to kind of strum and play a little something for you.
All right, and then we just craft under his spell of music.
So the girl goes, I don't have the stuff with me. It's at home, duh.
Oh, so we can't actually craft. Well, what do you know about this dragon?
The dragon. I thought I saw it. I think I saw it flying in the sky. My mom said keeps telling me that it was a cloud, but I know better.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure I saw it in the sky, and you know what? I want to meet it.
Perfect. That is my plan. I think we should go and meet.
You're going to go meet the dragon?
Yes.
I don't know. Everybody keeps saying that it's just here to eat us.
Well, it might eat us, but what would life be if we don't take chances?
Well, according to my father, it's just pain and misery.
Well, it's not pain and misery if we go and chase after dragons for a little bit of mischief, is it?
I suppose. I don't really know. Like, I have never really been on an adventure or anything. Are you an adventurer? Or she kind of like perks up, like really like looking you over now.
I suppose so. I've grown up in forests my whole life, and I've always adventured around nature, and what is a white dragon but another piece of nature to explore and adventure?
Wow. You grew up in the woods?
Have you never been to the woods?
Well, I've been to the woods. The woods are everywhere, but I didn't live in them. We came here when I was little.
Well, surely you at least know how to forage for mushrooms and berries.
No, people think I'm a little bit weird out here, but just because I can do some magic, they think that's reason to, like, make fun of me.
Oh, you can do a little bit of magic, huh?
I can do a little bit of magic.
Well, what are you able to do?
So she, she, you know, she kind of
composes herself,
and
is she wearing the mask, or is her mask like up?
It's
on
still
her?
Like sitting up on her head, and so like, you know, let's. She goes and she walks over, and she picks up one of your shoes, and she kind of holds it in her hand for a second and concentrates on it.
Please tell me that I still have shoes.
And then your shoe starts to glow. Like, it starts to cast a bright light in the room. And the dark, like, the kind of, it's not like it's a dingy, dark, like, tavern. But it's, you know, it's an indoor space in the middle of the day. So it seems kind of darker until, she lights up this shoe and holds it aloft.
Oh, dear. Am I going to dance now every time I put those on?
And then, she kind of, like, you know, as you kind of, like, oh, dear, she kind of, like, fumbles for a second and it blinks. And then she drops it. And she just kind of, like, sits back down and is like, sorry.
What was your name?
I'm Donna. Donabella. Donabella Fiasco.
Ah. What do you go by? Donabella?
Yeah. Donabella.
Well, nice to meet you, Donabella. Let's go see who else we can maybe round up to go on this adventure with us. Because I dare say we probably shouldn't go alone if all you can do is light up shoes.
I can do other stuff, and I bet I could learn to do more.
Yes, true. But shouldn't we find somebody else? Or should we just have her?
Well, what can you do? If you're an adventurer, what kind of stuff can you do?
Well, apparently now that you've lit up my shoes, I can dance a jig.
If you look.
But really, what I can do are things way above. I can talk to little animals, for example.
So, kind of out of character for a second. as a druid.
Would I not tell her that I can talk to animals?
You could tell her that. Yeah, but that's kind of more of a forest gnome thing.
I'm not going to tell her about all of my druid things. Okay. This little girl can only light up shoes. So out of character.
Mm-hmm.
This little girl can only light up shoes. So I'm not going to tell her about all of my amazing abilities. In character.
Gotcha. Okay.
She...
You can talk to little animals?
Yes, I can talk to little animals.
Wow.
So...
Can all gnomes do that? I haven't met very many gnomes.
Forest gnomes.
Oh.
Except for perhaps certain odd ones might not be able to. I do not know, but I think I might have had a second cousin or somebody or other.
Hmm.
Who just wasn't able to for some weird reason. But no, most of us, yes.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
What else can you do?
I keep wanting to tell you that I can do the splits, but that's not true.
I can't. And she walks over to a space and really makes a heartfelt attempt at doing the splits. It's almost there, but just kind of like, and then she's like, it's better if I warm up first. I'll warm up first next time.
Perfect. I think that will be perfect for impressing this dragon. This dragon's going to be our best friend when we come here.
And after a second, the dark-skinned man, the dark-skinned human stops playing his fiddle for a second, and he leans in and starts, "Excuse me, but did you say you two wanted to find the dragon?"
Yes.
Miss, and he kind of looks at you, Jellywick. sorry, Sparkle
Jam. The names. No,
he looks at you and he, I'm going to try to use your character name just to help me, stay in character. He looks at you, Sparkle Jam, and he says, "Could I talk with you privately for a moment?"
Yes, it's Jellywick, by the way.
Jellywick. Pleasure. My name's Galandro.
Galandro.
Galandro Luna. And he kind of nods his head and is like, let's go talk somewhere privately, a little bit more private. Basically, he's trying to kind of talk to you away from Donabella.
Poor Donabella. Okay. Yes, I follow him.
Okay, so he doesn't take you far. He just kind of takes you to the other side of the Credit Tavern, and it's just like, listen, I know that you're new here, obviously, so you don't know. Donabella's a special case.
She seems very eccentric. I like her.
Eccentric's the right word. You've hit it on the head.
Mm-hmm. What would the world be without eccentric people?
I agree with you. But I think what you suggested to her, it's not the way of life. I'm concerned for her. She's just a girl. And you want to take her out on some adventures?
Yes.
All right. Well, then... Well, then you're going to need some more help besides Donabella.
I agree with that. I was going to at least find somebody to join us. Are you offering your assistance? But what can you do but play a fiddle? Or what were you playing in there?
I was playing songs.
But was it a fiddle?
It was a fiddle.
It was a fiddle?
Yes.
Oh, I remembered correctly.
Yes, I played the fiddle. And he says,
"Well, you can at least give us a soundtrack then to do our adventuring by."
I can do a great bit more than that. You'd be surprised. Listen, I know he's trying to figure you out a little bit and figure out how to approach this, and yeah, so he says, befriending a white dragon, if there truly is a white dragon, having mm-hmm. come to the area,
mm-hmm.
befriending it is impossible. Of all the dragons, white dragons must be the closest to a beast. Hmm. Therefore, the only reason that I can imagine a dragon would come to these parts is for more food.
Well, then let's give territory. It food.
Yeah. Dragons don't stop eating. Their appetites are voracious.
We'll feed it to you. I'm just kidding.
He's completely thrown. Like, if that was a joke, it goes, like, way over his head.
Taking this very seriously.
Well, I think somebody should.
Well, what is so serious about this position that we're in? Is the dragon going to devour all of us, you think?
Yes. I can't imagine why not.
Well, why not if we, instead of befriending said dragon, removed it from this area?
I mean, I think
we could provide it with some cattle to follow into a different area. Or perhaps we could just fight the dragon.
He says, I don't know about fighting a dragon, but I could see us trying to just get it to go to a different place.
We could lure it somehow.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
He starts kind of thinking. Do we know a friendly dragon that we could tie a cow to, or some other cattle or something, and then it could fly in front of it, you know?
He just kind of shakes his head and goes, hey, unfortunately, I don't know any dragons. Do you know any dragons?
I know a half unicorn. Her name's
Donabella is not a unicorn. We should at least go talk to the mayor.
The mayor?
The mayor.
Who is the mayor?
The mayor.
I should meet the mayor then.
The mayor of Phandalin.
Would it go better though if I put my shoes on first?
Yeah, go put your shoes on.
I'll try to look a little bit more professional.
We're gonna go meet the mayor.
I put on my shoes.
So you guys walk
which
back.
Which are both very sparkly.
Yeah. So you guys walk back, like, towards the hearth, and, you know, and,
Does he play his fiddle again?
No, he doesn't. He gathers up his things, and Donabella is like, so, where are we going?
Donabella, we are heading to talk to the mayor.
Okay. And I get to come?
If you behave.
Okay.
And
uh-huh.
You have to have your parents' permission.
Like she immediately like wilts, like all the excitement leaves, like okay. So she kinda comes with, but so who do you want to go visit first? Her parents or the mayor?
She's only allowed to go with us if her parents say yes.
So you guys are going to go talk to her parents?
I'm not. That's her job.
Okay.
We're going to go without
you're
her,
not,
basically.
You're not going to go help her with her parents or anything?
No, she can handle herself. She's
okay.
Donabella.
Okay.
Right?
All right, so she kind of, she tears...
She may or may not come. I mean...
So she tears off kind of down the road.
I don't want some girl dying and not, like, her parents being mad at me later because she followed me off. Even though I'm just a teenager, and you know. I do have some wisdom.
So she tears off down the...
Actually, I have a lot of wisdom.
Yeah, you do.
So, yeah.
She tears off down the edge of Phandalin towards, you know, towards the edge of town. Running to go talk. And so you and Galandro make your way to this, like... I've got a map, like, of Phandalin. But you guys...
Do you want to take a picture of it with my...
No, it's okay. It's close. So basically, like, the...
Here.
Not right now.
Okay.
I'm
close. We're close.
Yeah, so basically, the Stonehill Inn is kind of, like, close to a big square. And you kind of go down... You go down a side road and the mayor's hall.
All right, as we walk, I'm going to ask him some questions. What's his name again?
Galandro.
Galandro. What is your name again?
Galandro. Galandro Luna.
Galandro. Gosh. It's Galandro. It's right there too.
Mm-hmm.
Look. So Galandro.
Mm-hmm.
What? How long have you been playing your fiddle?
He kind of glances at it. He's got it like in a case that slings across his back. He kind of looks at it and, you know, says, "Oh, I've always played music in some form or another, but I got this fiddle several years back, and I've just been, playing it, going around, traveling, and I guess trying to make a name for myself."
You got it several years back, but, mm-hmm. you know, how long have you been playing?
Like, oh, all my life.
Since you were 4 or 5?
Sure. As long
1,
as I can, yeah.
2?
Yeah. I my mom always liked to say I was born, you know, born humming a tune.
Well, hopefully you weren't born playing a fiddle. That would have been very uncomfortable for her.
He laughs. Yeah, no, that would have been a pretty rough one on her. No, but since I was a kid, probably, you know, since I started learning to play before I learned to write.
Oh, it's fascinating. You know how to write, though.
I do. It's an important skill.
Do most people in this area know how to write? Not every area.
Not everyone
is super
knows.
Literate.
No.
So.
He kind of rubs the back of his neck for a second and goes, "Well, you know, Phandalin, there's a lot of farmers, a lot of workers. They know how to write enough. A lot of them, most can write numbers enough and sign their name."
That wasn't something that was valued where I grew up either, so.
Where did you grow up?
Well, I grew up in the forest.
The forest, outside Phandalin?
The forest. The big forest.
Just all over in all the woods.
I really wrote this down really well. Oh, I think it was. Oh my goodness. Well, which forest? Are there names of forests that I need to be using?
You want to be from outside Phandalin?
I'm from farther away than Phandalin.
Okay.
Oh, you have a whole. Whoa, that looks fancy.
Yeah.
Why is this one not out?
You could just say north of Neverwinter.
I didn't even get this out. This is so cool.
You could just say north of Neverwinter.
You're hiding all your cool things. Can I not? Am I not supposed to see this?
Hey, well, I don't know. What's on it?
It's the map.
It's okay. Thing. Yeah, it's fine.
This is so neat.
Yeah, the Essentials Kit gives you a giant map of, like, Phandalin, the town, and a big map
of,
like, the area.
So now I'm looking at this to see. Neverwinter Wood.
Okay.
Is that right outside of Phandalin? I guess that
it's
is.
It's north of Phandalin.
Or the Crypt Garden Forest. Ooh, I should be in the Crypt Garden Forest.
The Crypt Garden?
Can I grow up there?
Yeah, you grew up in the Crypt Garden? Whew.
Or should I? No, it seems like more.
That's fine. Interesting. Wow. What was it like growing up there?
Well, you learn a lot about wildlife and forest creatures and have a lot of interesting talks with the squirrel every now and then.
You're kidding, right? Hmm? He looks at you like, you're pulling my leg.
Kidding about what?
Talking to squirrels. Crypt Garden Woods, really?
Yes.
You're serious?
Yes.
He's like completely blown away. You've like blown his like mind like 6 times this morning. Wow. And he's just kind of like, he's just shaking his head trying to grasp that, and he kind of leads you up to the door of a house. A pretty nice house. It's pretty, you know, representative of the town. It's not like there's a big mansion. It's just kind of a house in the center of town. It's like, this is Mayor Harbin Westerstone. Sorry, I'm blanking on name. Sorry, Harbin Wester. Yes, Mayor Harbin Wester. He generally kind of runs things. He'd be the person to talk to about this. Shall we? Okay. Gestures to the door.
What was his name?
Harbin Wester.
Harbin Wester.
Mm-hmm. Harbin Wester.
Mr. Harbin Wester. Mayor Harbin Wester.
Mayor Harbin. Yeah. Mayor Wester.
Mayor Wester. Yeah. Oh, his name. Oh, gosh. It's Harbin. Harbin.
Yeah.
Wester. These names are ridiculous.
Yeah, well.
Who wrote this?
Thanks, thing? Wizards of the Coast.
Who wrote this? All right. I mean, thank you. Thanks for writing it so that I didn't have to write it.
So he kind of leads you up and he kind of bangs on the door.
Mayor Wester.
It's just quiet for a second.
I think he's ignoring us because of my center part. One moment.
Wow. After you adjust your part, the door cracks. Just a smidgen, and you see one little eye peek out. Yes? Who is it?
Mayor Wester, we had some questions for you.
And who are you?
I'm Jellywick Timbers. And this here is,
Galandro.
Galandro.
He just kind of interrupts you because it's Galandro, Mayor Weston. Oh, I've already lost his voice. Who goes there? Oh, Galandro. Well, why have you brought this gnome here? He's like, well, she had something she wanted to run by you. Go ahead.
We want to be friends. I mean, what did we want?
It's like, we wanted to take care of the dragon. Maybe see if we could get it out of the area.
Right. We want to feed the dragon.
You want to what?
Well, you know, like, lead the dragon to somewhere so he doesn't eat all of us.
Oh. And how do you intend to do that?
Lure him. Do you know another dragon? Can you just lure him?
The door just kind of closes. And you hear, like...
I think he's giving up on us.
But then you hear, like, some, like... Like, it's...
Maybe not.
It's quite a few locks, and you even hear some chains rattling and stuff. And then he finally pulls the door open, and he's this elderly man. He's kind of scraggly, older man, and you know, kind of peers out at you, peers down at you, and you know, and then up at your companion.
So he looks exactly like you.
Thanks. he looks at you and says, "Well."
I just said that
for I don't listeners. Know any other dragons. I don't know other dragons. But I think there might be something to this idea. If we may be able to lure the dragon away. But in the meantime, there are some people in the area that need to be notified of the presence of a dragon. Do you think that you could help me with that?
You want us to be your messengers?
Well, you'll be compensated.
Compensated or compensated?
Paid with gold. Good, good hard cold gold.
Cold gold?
Well, it's...
That rhymes.
I didn't mean for it to. I've been practicing the sales pitch for a while. What do you say?
How much gold?
Well?
5,000 gold? For a little note to your people?
Well,
456 gold.
I have a couple of ideas at the outset. And I'll give you 50 gold each to do those. And there may be other rewards.
We have a third person, so that's 150 gold.
Okay. Who's the third?
Oh, it's this girl who needs to ask her parents.
Galandro kind of cuts in and goes, "It's Donna Bella, sir." his eyes kind of get wide and, oh, have you cleared it with her parents?
She said she was going to ask them. I trust her to ask.
Well, as long as you know that you're responsible for her, like he points like right at you, you're responsible for her while you're gone, if her parents permit.
No, I mean, she's responsible for herself, is she not?
Well, no, you'd be responsible for her as well. He's like putting the onus on you.
But if her parents let her go, her parents should be responsible for her.
No, they're...
They're the ones telling her that it's okay to traipse about the country.
That's because... I would assume it's because you're going with them. Glendra, tell me you understand. Glendra says, listen, I don't want to get in the middle of this. I'm just trying to keep people from getting eaten by a dragon. It's just like, what have I, like, walked into?
Wait, he's not trying to keep us maimed or injured from the dragon. He's trying to keep us just eaten.
Keep you from getting eaten.
We're anyways, not maimed or injured. Are we still going to get maimed and injured?
Anyway, so the mayor, he goes, well, I have three tasks that need to be done. Would you...
Three what?
Tasks. Three things need doing. Clean out your ears, girl. No.
I think it's your accent.
Well, sorry. First, our local midwife, Adabra Gwyn, she lives by herself in a stone windmill. You okay?
There's a lady who lives alone in a stone windmill.
Adabra Gwyn. She lives by herself in a windmill. It's not safe for her to be out there by herself alone. I need you to go and convince her, or see if you can convince her to either come live back in town or to take the proper precautions.
Can I just convince her to come with us?
Sure, if you convince her to come back to town, that's just as good.
She can't go adventuring with us?
No, she's not the adventuring type. However, she does concoct healing potions. Uh-huh. Which could be very handy for the town and possibly for you and your ventures.
But none of us are having babies, so we don't really need a midwife.
Did I say she was a midwife?
You did.
I did? Where oh, yeah. Is she? The local midwife.
Yes, that's what she said.
Yeah. But she also concocts health potions. Anyway, she needs to be notified. You could do that, or... You could do that, or there are some dwarven prospectors that said they found an ancient dwarven ruins in the mountains. They started to dig for treasure and relics. They need to be warned. Plus, they might have found something interesting, something useful against the dragon. And finally, when all this dragon talk started, I thought of going... to Gnomengard. It's a little hidden away rock gnome settlement close to the river. Hmm. Those tinkerers might have something we can use to take care of this dragon. Could you do any of these tasks for me?
Yes.
Okay. Which one? Do you want to do them all? Do you want to do one?
Yes.
He'll do them all.
Why not? It's life, let's live it.
Well, that was easy. And so he writes up some notes, and he hands you some papers that give you some of the information.
Oh dear, did I say all of it? All of it.
That's right. 50 gold apiece for each one of those. 50 gold apiece if you take care of Adabra.
I double my price for all. It's like a set deal. You know, you buy one for one price. Buy all for twice the price.
Make a persuasion.
I just rolled a 2.
What's your modifier?
-1.
He looks at you and goes...
I mean, my persuasive thing in reality was terrible, too.
He looks at you and... It says, well, I would. It's 50 gold apiece. And like the discussion's like closed.
Oh my goodness. All right.
Well, thank you.
Well, we should
come back here and let me know, and I'll pay you. Happy to pay you. Oh, good day. And he just immediately like jumps back inside, like, and starts locking everything up. Like, since he's heard about the dragon, he's like terrified of the dragon coming to his front door.
Well, we're gonna go and help that midwife get out of the way first, I think.
Galandra says, "And then, now that sounds sensible."
Then we should probably go. Can I plan to do all of them?
Yeah, you may do all of them in turn. Yeah.
I think first, don't you think we should get that midwife out of the way, because we don't want her getting hurt, and then we should go and make sure that the dwarves aren't digging up anything terrible, you know.
And Galandra's like, that makes sense.
And then we could always use the healing potions and whatever tinkering items, and have warned them so that they are not hurt. I mean, we don't want any lives on our heads, not having warned them, and then we'll go and speak with the gnomes.
Sounds good to me.
Because, you know, the gnomes are probably less likely to get injured. They are pretty familiar, especially the rock gnomes, with the dinosaur? A dragon.
Okay, let's see if we can meet up with
Donabella. That's true, the rock gnomes would be...
Yeah. Yeah, they're pretty good tinkers. They're pretty good with stuff. So you guys head out now?
Yeah, well, did Belladonna... Belladonna?
Donabella? So
I keep saying her name wrong.
The information that the mayor gave you tells you that most of the stuff is actually south of towards the mountains, but it's south of Phandalin. So on your way out,
we should hang it on the wall.
So basically, like, he tells you, like, you go Umbridge Hill, and then there's like the mountains, there's like Nomengard and the Dwarven expedition and stuff there. They're all kind of south of Phandalin. So you guys start making your way down this, like, the southward road out of town. And as you go, you know, you, like, right on the edge of town, Donabella, like, runs up beside you and, like, just buzzing with excitement. Just super, like, excited. Just like, hey, I'm coming with you!
Awesome! If you can help us get these things done, we get 50 gold pieces.
Oh my god. That's like more money than my dad sees in a harvest.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And you're getting 50 gold piece for doing all of it. Isn't that amazing?
That's amazing. That's amazing. 50 gold to go to all these places? Mm-hmm. Okay, I guess. Are we going now?
Yes.
Great, I've got all my stuff. So.
How are you at talking to older women?
Pretty great, I think. I'm pretty awesome at talking to people in general.
Do you know Adabra Gwyn?
Yeah, I've heard of her. She's like, she's the lady that people call, like, when they're, like, sick. She,
Have you ever talked to her before?
I think I've seen her in town, but I don't think I've ever really talked to her before.
I think I have a perfect job for you. I think you need to befriend her. And make sure that you're with her. Because we just need to make sure she's not alone. That is our only task. So if you...
Galandra leans in and is like, well, we need to either make sure that she's prepared for the dragon or convince her to come back to town and stay in town for the time being.
Yes.
Okay.
What's happening? Did we just die?
No, nothing's happening. So, yeah, nothing's happening. You guys are fine. So you guys make your way out, start heading south, And it's just a couple of miles.
Mm-hmm. What are you doing right now?
So I think, so you guys are making your way south, and I think that might be a good time, like a good good point to wrap it up. I think we'll call it a night.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. But good, yeah, you found some sidekicks.
Yeah.
Yeah. A couple of interesting characters, I think.
Mm-hmm. I still need to figure out how to make that papier-mâché mask with her.
For sure. You need
maybe, one of your maybe own. I'll make one of those before the next recording.
You'll make one of your own to wear mm-hmm. now? Okay. Could be fun.
Yeah, I'll wear it to every, you know, recording, and that way our listeners can enjoy that.
Right, can enjoy seeing that as they listen.
Just as much as they can enjoy.
You're just going to try to distract me.
But do our listeners want me to have a center part or a side part? This is very important.
Is it now?
I don't know. Apparently, that is like the thing.
That's the thing. That's the fashion thing. Yeah. Well, we'll see. Anyways, thank you all so much for listening in with us on our little Dungeons and Dragons and date night. Have a great week, and we'll see you next time.
Enjoy your dates.